Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian for part two of our segment as he discusses upcoming road projects and the progress on the Junction 92 project.
Tyler, also, you know, a topic we've discussed many times over, you know, the last couple of years is the Junction 92 project. Recent action item approved regards to that at Marion County Board of Supervisors meeting. Talk about kind of the status of this project and what, you know, where we're at now with it.
So overall, all portions of the project have been let, and we have awarded contracts for all phases of kind of the full build picture that we have out there at that facility. The main shop construction is nearing completion. We're within a week of final completion on the main shop building. Our cold storage is complete, and two new salt sheds are also complete. We'll be repurposing the salt shed that was out at that site for additional cold storage. And then the final couple phases that just went out to bid and contracts awarded would be the engineer's office, which is a separate building. Due to the cost per square foot to include it in the main shop building, we pulled it out, had a separate building that we could accomplish at a lower cost per square foot. That was awarded to RG Construction out of Ottumwa, and that they've done a little bit of dirt work, but then the recent rains have kind of postponed excavation for footings, but we anticipate that to get going very quickly. And then the last part that was awarded at last week's Board of Supervisor meeting would be all exterior concrete paving for all the building areas, including the main apron around the shop, the main entrance drive, and some concrete around our fuel island and in front of our salt sheds. So that was awarded to TK Concrete, and we anticipate that to get going this spring as well. So there will be a lot happening out there, and hopefully by the end of October, we are all moved in and our other locations vacated and sold, and we are utilizing that facility to its designed capacity.
The fact that you're moving multiple buildings and facilities into one, how big of undertaking is that for the process of where we sit now up until when you guys want to be all moved in?
It's a bigger process than we anticipated it to be, I'll say that. We're just kind of getting into that now, vacating shops, moving equipment, moving tools and materials, coordinating that with bid dates and closing dates and weather and our maintenance activities and when projects at Junction are completed. So it's been a very daunting task, and it really hasn't even begun yet. We're just kind of in the preliminary stages of that. But then, you know, we're also trying to plan for all, you know, we don't want to miss a beat in our normal maintenance operations as well. So we're just trying to be super efficient at what we do, take every little delay in a project or rain day to accomplish as much as we can with the shop and not decrease our level of service out on the roads.
When you guys are all moved in and ready to go out there, what do you anticipate to be the biggest advantage of this project?
I think it will be just the efficiency gains in coordinating equipment, materials, and personnel. Having the bulk of our crews in one location, you know, we don't have to go to a shop across the county to get a certain water pump or excavator. We can start our day where the culverts are and load them up and drive right to the site versus going to a different shop to get the culvert material. So our yard and material stockpiles and whatnot, as well as all of our excavating equipment and digging equipment, will be in one place, as well as the vast majority of our personnel.
Well, Tyler, before we close, I always like to ask, you know, if our listeners have a question about a road project coming up, or they want information about a closure that may be happening soon or has happened, where can they go get that information?
Yeah, you can visit MarionCountyIowa.gov, stay in tune with the local radio to get those road closures as well. And then the Marion County Road Department Facebook page also, we'll be updating that as construction begins.
Thanks to Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at KNIACareless.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.